Ethan Hawke has been acting since he was a teenager. Now, at 55, he has his first Oscar nomination for Best Actor for his role in the film Blue Moon. Senior arts correspondent Jeffrey Brown sat down with Hawke recently in New York for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
Okay, best line in Casablanca.
Nobody ever loved me that much.
Isn't that magnificent?
In the movie Blue Moon, set almost entirely on one night at Broadway's famed Sardi's restaurant, a nearly unrecognizable Ethan Hawke plays Lorenz Larry Hart, one of the most brilliant lyricists in musical theater history. But now, at a party not celebrating him, he knows his time has passed. And there's little left but to drink, talk, and talk some more, often with the bartender played by Bobby Cannavale.
And really, who's ever been loved enough? Who's ever been loved half enough? Would you get me a shot?
You talk.
And I talk.
Yeah.
I had this feeling about the performance that he walks into this opening night party the way a human being walks in front of a firing squad. The only way to stop it is to talk.
So you had a lot of lines to learn for one thing.
That's true, too.
Without a dream. The real Lorenz Hart was part of the Rodgers and Hart team that wrote such indelible songs as My Funny Valentine, The Lady is a Tramp, and yes, Blue Moon.
You're unique. Sounds like you're writing my obituary.
But the film captures the moment in 1943 when Rodgers, played by Andrew Scott, has had it with Hart's drinking and unreliability and teamed up with Oscar Hammerstein for the new musical Oklahoma, the start of an even more renowned partnership, leaving Hart behind.
From the moment we enter crying to the moment we leave dying, it'll just cover your face as you wail and cry and scream.
Ethan Hawke first made his name as a teenager in the 1989 film Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams, and has built a career in film, including The Beyond series and Boyhood, both with director Richard Linklater. On stage, here on Broadway in Sam Shepard's True West with Paul Dano. And on TV, currently on FX, The Lowdown.
I love it.
In Blue Moon, he's once again teamed up with Linklater and playing a man nearly a foot shorter than himself, here with Margaret Qualley.
Do I see Ethan Hawke, or you're disappearing into that character?
You have to start by getting rid of everything that you identify as you. You know, places of extreme confidence, the way I like to gesture all the time, the way that I like to speak. You start getting extremely simple about it, and then it can become additive.
Is that a challenge? Is it also fun?
It's fun. Have you ever skied a slope that's too difficult for you? And you get to the bottom of the hill and you think, that was fun. It wasn't fun while you were doing it. It's fun because you survived.
Right.
And when you're doing independent film, there's just no room for error, you know.
I mean, time-wise, production-wise,
money-wise. We prepped this movie for about 10 years, and we had 15 days to shoot it.
Really?
You know, so
it has to work.
You can't have an off day, or this movie won't work.
Yeah.
For Hawke, this is also a kind of love letter to a place and time.
This film really is an old New York.
It is.
And you like that?
I'm in love with this city, and I'm in love with its history.
Hawke clearly loves both the art and craft of acting and other actors. In 2022, he directed a documentary series called The Last Movie Stars about Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward, and told me of a lesson he applied to his portrayal of Hart.
Newman used to talk about this thing I love, that's the correlation of opposites, and he was also really thinking about Brando, that Brando was so extremely masculine and so feminine at the same time. And it creates this duality where you're kind of like, which way is the scale going to tip? Like, who is this person? You can't take your eyes off them. And Larry Hart was full of opposites. He's the most diminutive person in the room, and he's the biggest person in the room.
Personality-wise.
Yeah. He hates himself, and he's arrogant. He's gay, and he's in love with a woman. I mean, everything that I had to play, I could play the opposite, too.
This is a person, in fact, who's a theater artist, right? Who's known enormous success and is now finding himself irrelevant. Now, I have to ask you how much you feel it resonates with anything you've experienced.
You can't be in the arts and not feel the vicissitudes of life. You know, the power of hot spotlight. When, you know, when you're in Dead Poets Society and everybody loves it and everybody thinks it's amazing, it makes ordinary temperature feel extremely cold.
Right.
You know, and it...
And you felt that. You felt that cold.
You know, yeah. I felt certain I was washed up. I mean, certain I was washed up. At least, you know, three different periods I could point to where... Now, funnily enough, with the benefit of hindsight, those start to be the best times of my life, in hindsight, because... When everybody's patting you on your back, it's not a great time for growth. When everybody thinks you're an idiot, often, strangely, you kind of wake up in the morning and you're like, I'm not an idiot, and I'm going to show that.
Do you feel good about where you're at now?
Well, I'd be absolutely foolish if I didn't. I mean, I'm alive. Mm-hmm. I have four kids and a wife who loves me. And I get to do work I believe in. And the older I get, the more the work that I'm putting out into the world is work that is connected to me, that I care about. I care about this movie that I'm talking to you about today. Mm-hmm. It's not a job to me. It's tied up in my friendships. It's about New York theater. It's about people I love. It's about music that I love. I don't mind asking. I have no shame in asking somebody if they'd like to see the movie. I think it'd be 90 minutes well spent, you know? And that's something I'm proud of.
That feels good.
Yeah, that feels really good. And then there's the point of where you're like, if you had told me when I started, when I was 18, you know, that I would be being interviewed by you when I was 55 years old, you know, I would think that I had made it.
I feel pretty good about the nation.
Yeah, you know, I'd feel pretty good about that.
The heart is quicker than the eye. It's not a great song, but it's a good title, and it's true.
Ethan Hawke as Larry Hart vies for his Oscar on March 15th. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in New York.